course, right now on the phone with me is Winter Ramos, and she's one of the new faces on Love & Hip Hop New York. And if you recall a couple of episodes ago when she said that clip about who she worked with, and she did other stuff with them too, and that's what just set everybody on fire. Like, I had to rewind, like, did she say what I think she said? Like, I work with them, I slept with them, da 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 da. I know the wives, the girlfriends, the jump offs. I said, let me rewind, because she didn't say what I think she just said.
Girl, that was editing. That one bit took a 3-day process.
Oh, really?
That was 3 days of green screen turned into 20 seconds.
Uh-huh. Well, what part of that clip, I guess, was it true in that clip, everything that was said at that moment?
It was all jumbled together. It was separated. I mean, I mentioned women in the intro. So what, I slept with Eve and I slept with Ashanti. That just didn't make sense.
I mean, this is 2013. There's so much going on right now. If that happened, hey, you know,
I don't go that way. No, I don't go that way at all. You know what's the crazy thing? All the names that were mentioned, I had slept with any of them. So everyone that was mentioned, as far as like the Junior Mafia and Big and Puff Daddy, I came up with those guys in the music industry.
Okay.
As far as Murder, Inc. and, you know, Rough Riders, I worked, you know, for Murder, Inc. for a few years, and I did styling at Murder, Inc. and Rough Riders for a few years. So the crazy thing is, out of all those names that I mentioned, none of those are anyone that I
None of those going to be in your book that's getting exposed then?
No. I mean, they're in the book, obviously, because the book is about everything. Work experiences and relationships. So, you know, Rule is in the book, or those guys are in the book. But,
You may not be talking about your... You may not be talking about experience you had with them, but maybe other people, and you just happen to be around and see and know, because you knew everything that was going on.
Definitely. Definitely seen a lot, you know, that was going on. And some of that is in the book. It's just how I perceive the industry, because when I worked, you know, Murder, Inc. and Rough Riders were early on in my career. So that was like my initial, you know, experience in seeing how these guys moved and, you know, some of them having girlfriends or wives, or, you know, living with their girlfriends or baby mothers, and how they moved. It was like a wake-up call for me, like, this shit is for real. Like everything that I've heard is really happening.
Like, it's real. It's not just for TV. It happens in real life.
Yeah, and it's rough. You know, it's hard to be a woman at home kind of, you know, dealing with that stuff. I mean, yeah, you have a nice car. Yeah, you live in a nice house. You have nice clothes and jewelry. You know, your children go to private school. But is it really all worth it?
And you're right about that. It's just like, you know, people that's not in the industry, they deal with this stuff as well. So you look and they're surprised at the see, you know, these people with this power or whatever, they deal with it too, but they're looking at it like, oh, well, they get money and they do this and that, so it should be okay. But emotionally, like you said, is it really worth it?
You know, and I question it, you know, are these women strong because they can handle it? Or are they weak because they allow these men to do it? It's like, you know, there's really no way to answer the question. It's just like shocking. To know that, you know, to have children with these guys, and now you're bringing someone else into this world that now has to deal with it.
Exactly.
It's not fair.
Exactly. Now, of course, your book, Game Over, is going to be hitting stores in April of this year, right?
April 2nd.
April 2nd it hit. So now, throughout the next few episodes in Love & Hip Hop, will we get to be able to get some, like, juicy parts of what you'll be talking about in this book? Because I'm going to have to get my copy early, because I'm nosy. I need to know what's going on.
We don't know. See, I don't know what's on the episode until I actually see it.
Oh, okay, because y'all film this stuff and then it get edited and you don't really know what happens until...
Right. I mean, even the episode from last night, it was just like, you know, that was like a 30-minute conversation between us at the restaurant, and you might have seen like 7 seconds of, you know, what was being said. So you never really know what's going to be. I mean, as far as the shooting process, I shot a lot. So there's a lot of footage. Now,
what we'll see?
Probably no fighting. I don't really have that type of... I'm a grown woman, and I don't really deal with that kind of stuff. And I've never dealt with that kind of stuff, being in the industry for all these years. I've never had a fight. I've never, you know, had to throw a drink at someone. I've never had to come for anyone and get disrespectful, male or female. So, you know, that's just not my personality. That's just not who I am. So, you know, you might not see as much of me as you would, you know, any of the other ladies, because they have that big fire.
That extra drama going on, which they say drama sells, and this is what everybody want to see, the fighting and the hair pulling and all that.
Right. And I mean, I don't really have that. That's not really my thing. So there's really no telling, because even up until now, as far as the episodes are concerned, mm-hmm. I watch the episodes and I'm like, well, I was there. Or, you know, mm-hmm. I talked about that with her, like the conversation with Rocky and Jenna Penn.
Uh-huh.
Jenna Penn and I had a conversation about that.
And so they didn't play your part.
Right.
In our conversation.
Because I didn't come at her like that. Mm-hmm. You know, my thing was kind of more so woman to woman, uh-huh. giving her womanly advice. And, you know, the fans, I guess, don't want to see that. They want me to say, are you stupid? Why did you have a, you know what I mm-hmm. mean? They're expecting that. But me being an adult and having a conversation with a woman who's going through something, I'm more about building up other women. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a boys' club. This music industry, everyone said, oh, this is a boys' club. It can be a woman's club if we stop being jealous of each other, if we stop worrying about who the other one is sleeping with or what kind of car she has or, you know, who you think she dated or how she got to where she was. If we got together and not cared about any of that stuff, it could be a girls' club.
You know, that's just going to be until the end of time.
Yeah.
I believe that situation is going to be until the end of time. Be like, you may not have, you know, all those drama scenes all in that show, but this
book... Yeah.
Like you said, you may have not had, you know, people come at you and you come at them or the fights, but this book.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, basically, I guess, you know, from reading what's going down in this book and what kind of what I guess look like you'll be talking about, you know, I think some people are probably going to compare you to Superhead or either to Nas' baby mom's Carmen, you know, talking about their experience and putting people on blast.
I don't think it's putting people on blast. These guys live public lives.
Yeah, they live.
You know, so
but
how is it putting anybody on blast when you live a public life? You're a public figure. So whether I tell the story or a reporter does their research and tells the story, wouldn't you rather it come from me and it be the truth?
Mm. You know, they have public lives, but I guess they do. You do certain things and don't think everything is going, you know, everything
because
is
you
not
think
to be
you slick.
Told.
Because you think you slick and you being sneaky and you don't want your cover blown.
And Winter Ramos has blown the cover. Whoa. And I'm understanding it's some big surprising names that we'll see in this book.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people that I've worked for didn't know that I knew. Or, mm-hmm. you know, situations where I was working and, you know, they're going to read it like, you know, all that damn time she was working for me, she was messing with, you know.
Be like,
but it just kind of shows that I never mixed the business with the pleasure. I never allowed what was going on in my personal life to affect the work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's sometimes, and maybe it's because, you know, people say I don't have any emotion or I don't have a soul or I don't care. Or it's just with me, I'd rather just be honest and open about certain situations mm-hmm. as far as my life now, about things that I've done. I'm not ashamed of anything mm-hmm. that I did. I mean, you know, I learned a lot from all of those experiences. Now, the guys that I've had these experiences with, you know, they might want to keep things under wrap or they might want to, but you know, it's all a possibility. You knew Superhead came out with that book, so mm-hmm. maybe you should have been a little more about what you were doing.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this. Can you, like, I know the book is not coming out till like April, but can you give us like a little treat, like maybe a name or two or three that we will, I guess, find some
well,
things Fab, out about
obviously
in this book?
A big part of the book. I worked with Fab for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Emily and I are friends. She's also in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Jadakiss, who actually gave me the idea to write the book.
Oh, really?
He's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Murder Inc.
You and Jadakiss were friends, or, you know, did y'all have other relations going on, or was just a friendship?
We've been friends for a really long time. I met Jadakiss back in, like, 98, mm-hmm. before he was even, you know, Jadakiss.
Uh-huh.
And we maintained our friendship
mm-hmm.
throughout the years in the industry. And, you know, you lose contact with people, you see them again at an event. And it's like,
but you know what I'm asking. What kind of friend? Were you friends, or were you friends? You know,
both. We were both. We were friends. First, we were friends. And then we became
friends. So you got it in with Jadakiss at one point or another. But then y'all were also friends. And then he told you, yeah, go ahead and write this book.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when I told him about the show, you know, he was like, well, you can write a book and we can do a nail. You know, you should do a nail polish and you should do a clothing line. You know, he was just like kind of giving me ideas of what to do uh-huh. and not just do the show. Like, you know, don't kind of just take this opportunity and just let it go by as you just want to be on television.
You know, to get 15 minutes of fame and be done with it, be like, ride it out.
Right. And he has a lot of experience in this industry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's, you know, had bad deals and he's had, you know, had to get in and out of record deals and that type of stuff
yes.
with being in the group and then going solo and the whole bad boy thing. So, you know, he knows what it is to be on top and then have to hit rock bottom to get back up. So he's like, if you're up there, stay there. You mm-hmm. know, write a book. And, you know, you can do all these other things. So it was just something. And when he said write the book, for me it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But when he explained to me why he thought it was a good idea, you know, you went to college. You didn't have children with any of these guys. You didn't get caught up in any of these situations. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
he's like, it's a story that could inspire other young women who are trying to come up in the industry. They see the mistakes that you made and you're letting them know, this is a mistake I made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do this or, you know, learn from what I did and kind of go a different route.
I guess with some of your experience, they were mistakes, you're saying, or?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're 19, 20 years old and you know, you're running around in Bentleys and you're on tour buses and you're doing things, sometimes you get caught up in that
mm-hmm.
and you feel like, well, maybe this is, you know, this is great. This is fantastic. But then when you get behind the scenes and you see what really happens and what's really going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you get older and you've had your heart broken or, you know, you've had your feelings hurt, you know, time and time again, it's like you grow from those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can look back and say, well, I could have done that differently. But, you know, I learned something from it. So mm-hmm. to hell with it. It was an experience. It happened. I can't change it. You can't change history. You can only learn from it.
And you're you're right about what you say, where you have a lot of these young girls, they look at what's on TV and look at this and be like, oh, that's the life I want. And like you said, they have no idea what
comes with
or what really goes on behind the scenes.
No idea. You know, and then a lot of times when you watch Love & Hip Hop or you watch the videos, you think, oh, I can only be a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I can only be a video girl. That's the only way to get in as a woman.
Uh-huh.
That's bullshit. You can be the general manager of a record label.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be a video director.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all of those things that the guys are doing, but you have to know how to get into that and know that that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you only can show your ass or sleep with them.
And that's the only way you can get it.
That's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Now, and I know also in the book, when you speak of your experience, you talk about what they're working with, too. Who's big? Who's little?
Yeah. For me, it's funny because, you know, you hear someone in the song and he's like, hung long like a horse. And it's like, no, you are not. Stop fooling around with these girls. Having no shake is one thing.
And when they get it
at the club.
When they get it, it's like a whammy.
Exactly.
Nice. Be like, okay, well, since you already told us you got in with Jadakiss, what is he? You know, is he on the big spectrum?
You got to read the book. I ain't even going to put my boy on black.
Then we have to read the book?
He's a nice guy.
Uh-huh. I love Jadakiss.
I do too. He's one of those.
He's so
you know,
real.
I'm a fan,
he's just real.
And personally, mm-hmm. you know, he's a good guy.
Oh my goodness, Winter! Now, how can they keep in touch with you? Your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, or whatever. Your websites. How can everybody get in touch with you?
The website is winterramos.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Instagram is @TheRealWinterRamos.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter is @WinterRamos.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, like, once this book come out, because, you know, I know, like, when Superhead dropped her book, she caught a lot of flack behind it. And I believe, mm-hmm. you know, like, got threats or whatever. Is that something mm-hmm. that you're worried about once your book drops?
No, I'm not worried about it. I mm-hmm. mean, people are going to, you know, feel how they feel and say how, you know, I'm not concerned with that at all. These are all adults. And if you can't handle yourself as an adult, then if it becomes a situation where you need to get handled, you know, that's not my fault.
Uh-huh.
I tried to come, you know, with words. If you want to come with other things and, you know, it gets there and it gets ugly, that's not, you can't put that on me.
And you are from Brooklyn, so we know you can make that happen. I'm just saying.
You are hilarious.
You just don't understand.
I am definitely from Brooklyn.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll be up that way soon. I'm going to have to contact you, be like, just let me read a little something. Let me see something.
I got you.
I won't say anything to anybody until you say, Sheena, go ahead and let them know.
You have to sign the disclosure, but
I got you. Winter, it was so great talking to you. I can't wait to get you down here so we can have an in-studio interview.
Definitely.
And, of course, we can catch you Mondays on VH1, Love & Hip Hop New York Season 3. And once again, give them all your info where they can follow you and get at you and find your information out.
Twitter is at Winter Ramos, and Instagram is at The Real Winter Ramos.
All right, and the game over. That's the book.
Yes,
and
it's
a tell all be all, and I'm ready for it. That's dropping April 2nd, so do get ready for it. Winter, thank you so much for checking in, mama.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, baby. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, cool.